Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Mary Robertson.
All right, thank you. And your zip code, please?
37055.
Okay, thank you. And let me get a count pulled up for you. You're more than welcome. Okay, I don't see you in our system. Have you signed up for our service?
I have a charge on my credit card, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. With a reference.
Okay.
Three,
Now
two,
that
five.
reference number, that's just going to be for your bank statement reference. Can you give me the first six and last four numbers of the card that was charged?
Trouble. Oh, okay. The last four numbers.
Yes, ma'am. And the first six numbers, please. What's the last four numbers first?
2767.
You said 6-7.
2767.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And what's the first six numbers?
5278 54.
Okay, let me see what I can pull up for you. And does it have like the date of the charge?
Remember the night.
Okay, this it, Miss. I got it, Miss Mary. Verify your shipping address for me.
48 Austin Road, Tennessee.
Okay, and thank you. Okay, so this account here was actually opened back December the 9th. It was for a sweepstake offer that was taken, and it looks like a Dyson vacuum cleaner was offered. Now, when customers do those sweepstake offers, what it actually does is it puts them into the drawing of the sweepstake to see if they could win the Dyson vacuum cleaner that's been offered to them. But it will also give out a reoccurring monthly charge to a Bytes Hub, which is for $49.89, and that is basically like a app that you're able to download, and it provides you with healthier ways to eat and also healthier recipes.
Oh, I wasn't aware I was doing that. I didn't agree to any charges or anything. I thought I was just thinking if I want to.
Okay, so when you do the offers, it also attaches the terms and conditions to the customers to let them know that they're actually being entered into that drawing along with the monthly charge for that Bytes Hub as well. So that's why that charge is reoccurring on your account, and it will reoccur until you request to have it canceled.
I definitely want it canceled.
Okay. All right, so I understand you're wanting to get it canceled. They do have it at a lower rate, which is a $20 rate. Would you like to take advantage of that offer?
No, I didn't want none of this.
Okay. All right, so I will make sure it's canceled for you and it will stop all future charges. And I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
All right, and that number is C like Charlie, and then it's going to have the numbers 92 03 63946.
Okay. So am I stuck with this charge?
Now, on the most recent charge that you have for January the 8th, I am able to do a 75% refund on that charge for the $49.89.
I think I'll just call my credit card. Yes. I'll just deal with them because I wasn't familiar with any of this.
Okay. Well, let me speak with my supervisor to see if it's okay for me to do a full refund for you. Hold on for just a moment. All right, then. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you for holding for me, Ms. Mary. And yes, ma'am, I can do that for a refund. It will go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So you're taking the $49.89 and canceling everything else, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye-bye.